This is Crick Info Audio.
Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. West Indies ended the second day of the St. Lucia Test at 65 for 3 after India had declared on 588 for 8. Brian Lara spoke to the press after the day's play and admitted that West Indies had misread the pitch before the game started and said that their aim now would be to bat through the third day and reach the fourth day still batting in their first innings. Listen in.
My captain, a very long day and things don't look so good. What's the modus operandi at this stage?
I suppose the most important thing for us is to ensure that our first innings goes beyond tomorrow. I think if we can get into the fourth day, still batting in our first innings, I think it's going to be a great achievement, first of all, and surely would have a psychological advantage going into the remainder of the game. And that's going to be, as you said, a modus operandi for us to ensure the batters do bat out the 90 overs through the list tomorrow.
Bowlers bowl a less straighter from the Indians as opposed to the West Indians. Any maybe lesson to learn from that?
Yeah, most definitely. I think the Indian bowlers are definitely trying to get the ball to come back. The pitch is keeping a bit low. Our two left-arm bowlers are really ones that go across the right-handers. So maybe the likes of Taylor and Corey Collymore could learn from that a bit. But as you said, it's a bit of wear and tear, and the Indians know that not much balls are going down to slip in the air. And if you were to get any wicket, you've got to get it back, the ball nipping back into the bat or into the pad and look for an LBW, I suppose.
Brad, would you think that the normal play, of course, would be the right way to play tomorrow? But today, of course, the bats were trying to bat out and they looked not in their normal the way they play.
Well, it is a pitch that has deteriorated a lot over the last, say, 48 hours. And, you know, it's always going to be tough, you know, when you have a pitch that's dusting already on the second day. So the pressure is on us, and we know that. We just got to come out there and show strength of character and fight. It's still 17 wickets. Any team the way India is playing, you know, they still need 17 wickets to win the game. And we've got to make sure that they work for every single one of it. And if we could come back into the fourth morning still batting our first innings, I think that's some sort of mental advantage we can gain from that.
Were you surprised at the timing of Dravid's declaration?
You know, in situations like that, you always know that the captain's going to try to get something on the evening of the second day. So that's norm for, you know, totals and stuff like that when teams are batting first.
Brian, by any chance, mostly the pitch misread on Friday and
the Saturday? It's definitely misread on Saturday. You know, as you know, there's been two draw matches here, and for the first time we saw some tinge of grass on the pitch, so you think that, you know, there might be some sort of sideways movement. Even though it was very patchy, you still think that there was something that the bowlers might be able to get out of it. But it's been very disappointing, and all I can say is that I hope St. Kitts doesn't disappoint us as well.
The pitch was more to the wrong third as well, just after the day we had a respite from travel, and in the afternoon, Friday after round 4. Do you think it had an effect on...
No, I'm not a curator. I think fact of the matter is the pitch is not the sort of pitch that, you know, you'd want to pick four fast bowlers on. And as you said, we misread it. And at the end of the day, we still got a test match to play. There's 270 overs left, and we're looking forward to playing. I mean, this is what test cricket is all about. So we're not despondent or anything. We are backs against the wall, and it's an opportunity for some of us to show some character.
Knowing the characters of your team, the characteristics of your team in the last, month, how confident are you that going to be able to pull this off, have a draw,
go to St. Kitts, and play it all again? Very confident. I think that, you know, the likes of myself and Sawan, Ganga, guys already back in the shed, having another opportunity has to show a lot more fight and grit. And I'm sure that I'm looking forward to that. I know that the guys are disappointed to get out this evening. And, you know, Chris is out there along with Chandra Paul. Those two guys batted, you know, an entire session in Antigua. I think more testing conditions maybe for the spinner as well. So it's a situation where it's sometimes good to see, you know, the metal that we have. And I'm sure that everybody's looking forward to the remainder of this match and looking forward to defying the Indians.
That was Brian Lara speaking to the press after the second day's play at St. Lucia. We'll continue bringing you audio from press conferences throughout this test series. To access our audio content directly, please go over to crickinfo.com/audio and feel free to send in your feedback to audio@crickinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Crickinfo Audio.
This is Crickinfo Audio.